taking nearly 30 defendants into custody. Director Kash Patel.
We have permanently removed a drug trafficking organization out of the streets of Philadelphia, and they're going to stop pouring guns and chemicals and drugs into our communities, and our children are safer today.
More than 500,000 federal workers missed their first full paycheck today on the 24th day of the government shutdown. Among them, among those affected are Labor Department worker Imelda Avila Thomas and her husband, who are thinking ahead to the holidays.
The material stuff, I think we could go without, but we just need to get back to work.
This is ABC News. Russia's latest round of attacks on Ukraine included some advanced new weaponry. Details from ABC's Patrick Rievel at the Foreign Desk.
Russia launched a very intense artillery attack onto the southern city of Kherson using rocket artillery. Videos from there shows rockets raining down on a civilian area. And in general, we are seeing Russia step up its attacks against Ukrainian cities using more powerful weapons. In particular, we saw today for the first time what is known as glide bombs targeting the Ukrainian city of Odessa.
And an update on the Louvre heist. ABC News has now learned that investigators have collected more than 150 trace samples, including fingerprints, DNA, and other evidence from the scene, according to a source close to the French Interior Minister. The four thieves are still at large, having made off with the country's crown jewels this weekend. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. Trick-or-treaters have a chance to get a jump on their Halloween candy haul this weekend and help out those who are homeless at the same time. Several local organizations are coming together for a trunk-or-treat fundraiser for Wise Women Gathering Place. It starts at 8 tomorrow morning in downtown Green Bay and goes until noon. Organizers say they're hosting the event to raise money for the Safe Place Parking Program. It's for people who have to sleep in their cars overnight. Many of the people who use the Safe Place parking lot are women and children getting out of domestic violence situations or people who are trying to save up for an apartment. At times, there have been as many as 80 people using the Safe parking lot. With funds running low, there's a risk those folks will be left out in the cold without a safe place to sleep overnight. You can chip in a donation at tomorrow's event, then enjoy trunk-or-treating on Washington Street. A first in Wisconsin history last week. A newborn was safely surrendered in one of the state's safe haven baby boxes. The drop-off happened in Racine last Wednesday at Fire Station Number 4. The drop boxes are climate-controlled areas that let parents anonymously and safely leave their newborns without fear of prosecution. A statement says the infant was immediately cared for by firefighters and taken to a hospital. Child Protective Services is working to find a permanent home. Wisconsin currently has 4 active safe haven baby boxes in Howard, Reedsburg, Elkhorn, and Racine. There are plans for more statewide. Governor Evers says he'll appeal after the Trump administration declined Wisconsin's request for federal aid for 6 counties damaged by August storms. This was money requested to help fund repairs to infrastructure. The impacted areas include Milwaukee, Door, and Washington counties, where public damages went over $26 million. The governor criticized the denial and said he'll fight to rebuild communities. FEMA says that despite heavy individual losses, they determined that public assistance wasn't justified. The state now has 30 days to provide more information to appeal the ruling. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
A Brewers promotion. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers held their end-of-season press conference. The team announcing GM Matt Arnold has been promoted to the team president of baseball operations. Arnold asked about the future of pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who was unable to perform in the postseason. He would only say a decision is coming in the offseason. Game 1 of the World Series is tonight in L.A., the Dodgers against the Blue Jays. Basketball, the NBA rocked by the arrest of former player and now head coach of the Trailblazers, Chauncey Billups, and 30 others allegedly involved in an illegal gambling operation. The FBI says it has ties to the mob. The Bucks are on the road tonight. They play the Raptors in Toronto. NFL, Packers and the Steelers Sunday night. I'll have coverage from Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers telling us he looks forward to returning to Green Bay.
You know, my football career starts and will end one day with Green Bay. So I got a lot of love for all those memories and a lot of great friends that I still carry with me to this day.
With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. thickening cloud cover for tonight with lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower or sprinkle, a high in the low 50s. Sunshine's back for Sunday and warmer. Highs climb up into the upper 50s. Currently 51 degrees.
Favorite oldies 8 days a week. That's what we do. 97.9 local news and timeless hits. Eric here. One thing we don't want to see this weekend is the rain, right? CCR.
Someone told me long ago there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, we'll be right back.
autumn in Northeast Wisconsin. Put away the mosquito nets and get out the fire pit. And the perfect soundtrack when you're sitting around the fire? 97.9 WGBW. WGBW.
That's Lobo. Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Good afternoon. Looking at some of our weekend programming on Sunday morning, New Wisco Weekend from 8 until 9, featuring giant pumpkins. Have you ever seen the giant pumpkins? I mean, they weigh like 1,000 pounds, some of these. They're the biggest ones. They are absolutely huge. And on this week's New Wisco Weekend, the cover story features a Marquesan farmer, Mike Schmidt, who grows the giant gourds. There's also stories on Halloween safety, menopause legislation, and deer crashes. Pete Schwabe will bring up a classic movie pick, and commentator Amanda Nimmer explains how the candy trick-or-treaters collect must be shared with the parents. Check it out Saturdays, 8 to 9, New Wisco Weekend. Sundays, excuse me.
Hey, Northeast Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos with the Always On Point podcast and Point Mortgage. On Sundays at 10 to 11 a.m., you'll find me on the Civic Media app, as well as 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, and all podcast platforms where we'll discuss everything mortgage, real estate, and market related. Any questions? Text them to 920-606-1156. Join me every Sunday.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to wgbw.fm and click events. You're welcome.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
97.9 WGBW welcomes the Linda Ronstadt Experience to Green Bay's Meyer Theater.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bay.
Friday, October 24th.
I've been cheated.
Experience the music of Linda Ronstadt as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. Tickets available now at MeyerTheater.org.
Well, that'll be the day.
The music of Linda Ronstadt.
I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time.
Friday night, the Meyer Theater, with the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Can you come out tonight?
everybody here. See my old friend Abraham. Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed the good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try?
Ethereal sounding with that harp. Abraham, Martin, and John, that's Dion. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. With the Beach Boys checking in now, here's a question. Did she have more fun before or after Daddy took the T-Bird away?
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man. The radio blast and goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird
well,
away.
Well, the girls can't stand her cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Like
and she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all through.
You shouldn't have lied, now you shouldn't have lied.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do.
You shouldn't have lied, now you shouldn't have lied.
And we'll have
fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird
away. And we'll have fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, now the daddy took the T-Bird away. Fun,
the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. Time to clean out the medicine cabinet and get rid of those old drugs safely. This weekend is National Drug Take Back Day. Here in Green Bay, you have several options to drop off unwanted or expired medications. Aurora, Bellin, and St. Mary's Hospital will all have drop-off sites tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 1. You can find more locations on the Brown County website as well as year-round drop-off sites. Health officials say leaving old medications at home can be dangerous for children, older adults, and people with mental health or substance abuse disorders. Now's your chance to go see that Packers movie everyone's been talking about. Tonight, Bay Park Cinema is hosting a special screening of the documentary No Packers, No Life. Former Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy will be there for a Q&A starting at 6:30. The documentary follows a passionate group of Packer fans in the heart of Tokyo. The fans live, breathe, and bleed green and gold, even getting up at 2 a.m. to watch the Packers game. The movie is scheduled to run at Bay Park Square and Green Bay East Marcus Cinemas through Tuesday. However, the film's director told Nightlight's Pete Schwabe this week it could run longer. The Packers are heading to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers and former Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers Sunday night. Titletown has been buzzing about the matchup all week, and last night, Rodgers revealed that he does plan to retire as a Green Bay Packer. Former Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy confirmed a while back that Rodgers' number 12 will be retired at Lambeau. For now, Coach LaFleur has made it clear that the Packers are playing the Steelers on Sunday, not just Rodgers. The Pack also has Micah Parsons coming off his personal record 3-sack game. Kickoff is at 7:20 on NBC. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michael. Thickening cloud cover for tonight with lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower or sprinkle, a high in the low 50s. Sunshine's back for Sunday and warmer. Highs climb up into the upper 50s. Currently 51 degrees.
WGBW. Will there come a day when you and I can say we can finally see each other? Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another?
We've been traveling in circles such a long, long time, trying to say hello.
Will there come a day when you and I can say we can finally see each other? Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another?
Some way.
Will there come a day? You and I can say, we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another?
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9. It's the Cow Sills, the rain, the park, and other things.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. She could make me happy. Flowers in her hair. Say hello. She smiled up at me. Then she took my hand and we walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy.
She had made me happy.
She simply caught my eye.
I love the flower.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind.
To my mind.
Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for. It look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Sitting on the dock of the bay doing a little fishing. We'll talk Kids Fishing Day coming up. Local news and timeless hits. It's 97.9 with James Brown.
Ah, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to hear. Nice. The sugar and spice. I feel nice. The sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. My love won't do you no harm, and I feel nice. That sugar and spice. I feel nice. That sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got a year. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I you. So good.
Badfinger, day after day. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. That weekend, just a few minutes away. Yes, indeed. I started at 5 o'clock. I don't know about everybody else, but yeah. Tomorrow, if you got kids or grandkids who are into fishing, or maybe who would like to find out more about fishing, out at Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary, it's Kids Fishing Day. And this will be happening tomorrow from 10 till 3, and it's free. There's no registration needed. Some of the skills the kids are going to learn, how to rig and tie, essential knots and setups, cast with confidence to help improve their accuracy and form, also conservation to help protect fish and habitats, safety skills, and more. So again, this is absolutely free. If you got kids or grandkids who are into fishing, this event is by Learn to Fish with Us, and it will be at the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary. You can come whenever you want. It's free, 10 to 3 tomorrow.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Discover your new sanctuary at Pages and Pours Bookshop and Wine Bar, where every story finds its perfect pour. Sip on craft beers, savor fine wines, and indulge in artisanal charcuterie or dessert, all in a cozy, welcoming space that's as chill as your favorite novel. Whether you're browsing classic titles or toasting with friends, Pages and Pours is the bookshop and wine bar you've been waiting for. Find your next chapter at Pages and Pours, 415 Main Avenue in De Pere, and at www.pagesandpours.com.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Businesses across the state counting on $1.5 billion in federal funding are finding out it's not coming. The money had been approved to help pay for energy-saving projects, solar and wind development, technology innovation, and more. The Department of Energy is now reportedly canceling those awards. One group that is getting a boost in federal funding, AI data center developers. The new federal budget lets tech companies claim more upfront tax breaks on data center equipment, facilities, and production lines, and it appears to be working. Microsoft recently announced what it calls the world's most powerful AI data center planned for Mount Pleasant, but environmental groups warn unfettered AI development could cause lasting harm to our natural resources. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like I'm having fun, although she may be
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. If you find yourself alone this weekend, you can always hang out with Cracklin' Rosie.
Ah, Cracklin' Rosie, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune.
Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rose, you're a store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now. My baby, Cracklin' Rose, and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rose, you're a store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' Rose, and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask.
A station you don't have to be afraid to let the kids listen to. 97.9 WGBW.
Wherever you go, and they're all, and I'm.
Doug Ford, the Premier of Ontario, Canada, now says his government will pull down a political ad in the coming days, which features President Reagan criticizing trade tariffs and economic policy. The ad prompted President Trump to cancel trade talks with Canada. However, it will continue to run through the weekend, including during World Series games. Many federal workers are now feeling the effects of the government shutdown. At a news conference in Philadelphia today, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said air traffic controllers are worried about making ends meet.
And they got notice that their paycheck is going to be a big fat zero. And so as I've traveled around to talk to the controllers, there's great frustration. There's anxiety.
And New York Attorney General Letitia James says President Trump is weaponizing the justice system after pleading not guilty earlier today in a federal